Week 2, Thursday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, when can I go home? What more could you still have for me to do? I know, I asked to finish one task still to go before I leave. Is that the only chore that keeps me here? Or do I have in store some other work to fail at? Some new woe, some new frustration I must undergo before I set off for the other shore? Now, my child, I do not make you wait to torture you and nail you to my cross as if that were a virtue. No, what I am doing will ensure that when you die, you'll do enough to not say to your loss, I should have thought of that, and it's too late. I have made you the light of every nation to carry my rescue to the ends of the earth. Psalm 72. Please give the king your discernment, my God, and bestow your virtue on the king's son, so that he will hand down honest judgments to your people and will do justice to your poor. Then the mountains will bring peace upon the people, and the little hills too, because of his virtue. And he will bring justice to the poor among the people, and will rescue the children of the destitute. He will smash their oppressors. Then they will remain in awe of you as long as the sun and moon will last, through all the ages. He will come down like rain on unmown grass, like showers giving the earth its water. In his time, virtue will flower and a plentiful harvest of peace until the moon exists no more. And he will have authority from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who live in the desert will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the seashores will bring presents to him. Kings from Sheba and Seba will offer him gifts. Yes, every king will fall down in homage to him, and every nation will be his slave, because he will set poor people free when they cry to him, and will relieve the helpless destitute. He will have pity on poor and needy people, and spare the lives of those who have nothing. He will buy back their lives from oppression and violence, and their blood will have great value in his sight. And he will have a long life, and gold from Sheba will be given him. Prayers will be constantly said for him, and he will receive praises day after day. There will be plentiful grain in the land upon the mountaintops. The harvests will wave as they do in Lebanon, and the people in the city will flourish like grass in the field. His name will last forever. His name will endure as long as the sun, and people will consider him a blessing, and every nation will bless him also. Blessed be Yahweh, Israel's God, the only one who performs miracles, and blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth fill up with his glory. Amen and amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I have made you the light of every nation to carry my rescue to the ends of the earth. He is my comfort and my security. I put my trust in him. Psalm 144. Praise Yahweh, my rock, the one who trains my hands for war and my fists to fight, my nurturer and my strong fort, my high tower and my rescuer, my shield, the one I hide behind, the one who subjects other peoples to me. Yahweh, what are human beings for you to notice them? What is a mortal man for you to care about him? Man is nothing but a breath. His life is a shadow that vanishes. But please lower your sky and come down on it. Touch the mountains and make them smoke. Flash your lightning and rout our enemy. Shoot your arrows and destroy them. Reach down your hand from high above and pull me out of this great ocean, away from the hands of these foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, and whose hands are raised in perjury. And I will sing a new song to you, my God. I will take up my 10-stringed harp to sing your praises to the one who rescues kings and who sets his servant David free from death at sword point. Please save me from the clutches of these foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies and whose hands are raised in perjury, so that our children will grow up like young saplings, and our daughters be stately as columns, sculpted as though they belonged in a palace, and so that our barns will be full of every sort of harvest, and our sheep will have 1,000 young, 1,000,000 in our fields, and our cattle will be heavy with their brood. May there be no battered walls and driving into exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. It is such a privilege for us to live in this way, a privilege to have Yahweh for our God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. He is my comfort and my security. I put my trust in him. The Father has given the Prince all his power, honor, and royalty. Every person is to obey him. Song, Revelation 11, 17-18, 12, 10-12. Thank you, Master God, ruler of all, who are and who were, because you have taken up your great power and begun to rule. The nations ranted, and your wrath came in the moment for judging the dead and giving your reward to your slaves, the prophets, and to the sacred ones and those who fear your name, small and great. Now the rescue and power and the kingdom of our God has come, and the authority of his prince, because the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, the one who kept accusing them before God day and night, and they have conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the words of his testimony, so that they did not love their souls to death. And so celebrate heaven and those who make their home in it. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Father has given the Prince all his power, honor, and royalty. Every person is to obey him. Reading, 1 Peter 1, 22-23. And once you have, in submission to the truth, washed your souls clean for sincere brotherly affection, you should love each other from the depths of your hearts, since now you have been reborn from a seed which is not one that dies, the indestructible seed of the utterance of the living God. The Master is my shepherd, I have all I need. The Master is my shepherd, I have all I need. He has brought me into green pastures, I have all I need. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is my shepherd, I have all I need. If you are hungry for virtue, God will satisfy your longing with a full measuring pail, one that is brimming over. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. If you are hungry for virtue, God will satisfy your longing with a full measuring pail, one that is brimming over. Lift your hearts to our Master and Savior, who gives his people every spiritual blessing. With a devout spirit, let us ask him, please bless your people, Master. Merciful God, please give strength to our Pope and our Bishop, and keep them free from harm. Please bless your people, Master. Please look favorably on our country, Master, and free us from every evil influence on it. Please bless your people, Master. Please call men to your altar and men and women to follow you in poverty, chastity, and obedience. Please bless your people, Master. Please take special care of your servant women vowed to virginity so that they will follow you, the Divine Lamb, wherever you go. Please bless your people, Master. Please help the laity with their tasks on earth so that it will be transformed into a redeemed material world. Please bless your people, Master. May the dead rest in eternal peace, and may their union with us grow stronger as we share spiritual gifts on each side. Please bless your people, Master. Master, thank you for the special blessings you have bestowed on me today. Please bless your people, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Merciful Father, please hear our evening prayer praising you, and help our hearts never to waver from the love of your law. Lead us on through the darkness of the night to the dawning of eternal life. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.